Every time Zobrist glances over at me, his green eyes ignite a wholly unexpected feeling inside me. The deep pull of sexual attraction. As the night wears on, the group slowly thins as the guests excuse themselves to get back to reality. By midnight, I am seated all alone with Bertrand Zobrist. "Thank you for tonight," I say to him, a little tipsy from one drink too many. "You're an amazing teacher." "Flattery?" Zobrist smiles and leans closer, our legs touching now. "It will get you everywhere." The flirtation is clearly inappropriate, but it is a snowy night in a deserted Chicago hotel, and it feels as if the entire world has stopped. "So what do you think?" Zobrist says. "Nightcap in my room?" I freeze, knowing I must look like a deer in the headlights. Zobrist's eyes twinkle warmly. "Let me guess," he whispers. "You've never been with a famous man." I feel myself flush, fighting to hide a surge of emotions, embarrassment, excitement, fear. "Actually, to be honest," I say to him, "I've never been with any man." Zobrist smiles and inches closer. "I'm not sure what you've been waiting for, but please let me be your first." In that moment, all the awkward sexual fears and frustrations of my childhood disappear, evaporating into the snowy night. For the first time ever, I feel a yearning unfettered by shame. I want him. 10 minutes later, we are in Zobrist's hotel room, naked in each other's arms. Zobrist takes his time, his patient hands coaxing sensations I've never felt before out of my inexperienced body. This is my choice. He didn't force me. In the cocoon of Zobrist's embrace, I feel as if everything is right in the world. Lying there, staring out the window at the snowy night, I know I will follow this man anywhere. The Frecciargento train slowed suddenly, and FS 2080 emerged from the blissful memory and back into the depressing present. "Bertrand, you're gone." Their first night together had been the first step of an incredible journey. I became more than his lover. I became his disciple. "Libertad Bridge," Langdon said. "We're almost there." FS 2080 nodded mournfully, staring out at the waters of the Laguna Veneta, remembering sailing here once with Bertrand, a peaceful image that dissolved now into a horrific memory from a week before. "I was there when he jumped off the Badia Tower, mine were the last eyes he ever saw."